The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 225, Titan Troubles.
Under arrest? And what are the charges?
You are speaking to two officials of the IDF. Arresting us is no laughing matter.
Tony, have you forgotten what happened during your last meeting?
You had me arrested as a ruse to fool Lister. You told him that I stole your royal robes. Wait. Wait a minute. Have you done it again?
Yes, Tony. Guards, release them both.
Governor Drachmar, that's a risky move when dealing with a trained bounty hunter. I was about to charge my staff in defense.
Well, we are glad that you didn't, Jaffra. Or you would have been arrested for real. Come, have a seat.
Thank you.
You are just in time to enjoy a midday beverage with me. I think you'll find it quite delightful.
That's very kind of you, Governor, but...
Nonsense. This is a beverage that comes from your planet. It's highly regarded here and very hard to find. I believe you call it tea.
Well, then, a spot of tea would be lovely.
Then, as I believe you people say, I'll be mother. Jaffra.
No, thank you.
As you wish. Now, Agent Tony Simon, to what do I owe the pleasure of your visit?
I'm sure that you're in a position here, and that you're aware of many things.
Such as?
Our old acquaintance Lister has escaped Boldabar prison and is here in the Titan system.
Ah. There was a recent rumor that he escaped.
Lister escaped along with six other Rage prisoners. We're also in pursuit of his top general, Hanukkah.
I see. So you are here to discuss some sort of extradition treaty with the IDF?
Yes, we are. These fugitives must be brought to justice. Without an extradition treaty with Titan, that will not happen.
My dear Tony, that is something I can't take lightly. The Titan system has been neutral since the beginning of the wars. Many former Rage soldiers have taken refuge here. They have successfully assimilated themselves into the community. They have become an integral part of our economy.
Those we seek want no part of your economy but to ruin it and turn Titan into a base for the resurrection of Rage.
That is an assumption I cannot afford to make. It would set a precedent for all former Rage refugees, and it could destroy our economy.
Your planet, along with Titan III, remains under the protection of the IDF. These enemies of the IDF must be brought to justice.
Then it will be our justice. You have my permission to seek out these fugitives. But they must be brought to me for trial.
May I remind you, Governor, that Lister was once brought before you for justice, but escaped.
And may I remind you, bounty hunter, that the one who assisted in his escape is now part of your team. Oh, don't think for a minute I didn't know she was with you. Be grateful that I didn't have the whole lot of you arrested.
I assure you, Drachma, Lenora reformed, and it was her who ensured Lister's arrest. We appreciate the opportunity to seek our bounties.
And I assure you that I will find them and bring them to you.
And I assure you, bounty hunter, justice will prevail.
I think that was the easiest apprehension of any two suspects, especially Hongan's.
Yeah, I think those two realized that Koski left them high and dry with nowhere to go.
I believe you're right. They didn't put up any kind of fight at all.
So this is the place where you first questioned Korski?
Yes. I'm glad we have an IDF station here in D.C. So, you ready to do this?
I'm just taking all of this in right now.
What? Busting the two Hungans who jumped you?
No, getting the old team back together. You and I are about to interrogate a suspect.
You're a nostalgic old softy, aren't you?
Maybe.
Agent Kate Hawk with Agent Jim Barnes with initial interrogation of Hungan suspect identified as Joe.
So, it's Joe, huh? Well, you picked an easy name to remember.
I don't got to say nothing.
Very thorough, Joe. They even taught you improper grammar.
So what was your mission, Joe?
I don't got to say nothing, copper. I want a lawyer.
Copper? Really? You know, Jim, this reminds me of the two Hungans who were arrested in St. Louis. Remember them?
Yeah, I do. They dressed like 1940s gangsters. They stuck out like sore thumbs. It was a classic case of poor recon and bad research.
So you can drop the bad street talk, Joe.
Yeah, listen, while you're at it, lose that phony accent.
We know you're working with Korski and most likely Bishop.
Who are they?
They're the ones that ordered you and your partner to attack me and my associate Thornton.
I've got no idea what you're talking about.
Well, let me refresh your memory. You lured us to an abandoned apartment building, then jumped Thornton in his car, and then jumped me in the apartment.
Sounds like an episode of Dragnet.
Dragnet? Is that how you came up with the name Joe?
You better check your research there, pal. That show hasn't aired since 1957.
Oh, we got cable. I like those old shows.
It seems like you Hungans like our past.
Well, it fits in well with our society.
Enough pleasant chit-chat. Was it Korski or Bishop who ordered the attack on us?
I don't know what you're talking about.
There's no need to play dumb. We have surveillance video of your vehicle arriving and leaving the scene.
And we have a video of you two feeding your face at that burger joint. With the amount of food you consumed in order for takeout, we knew you were Hungans.
Whoa, that's stereotyping, friend. Are you prejudiced?
No, it's a fact. Now, who put you up to attacking us?
Oh, how about a lawyer?
You're not even a citizen of this world, let alone the United States. A lawyer is the last thing you should be worried about.
Don't try to threaten me. You obviously don't know that much about Hungans.
Don't be so sure about that, Joe. I know you'd rather die in battle than be captured.
And that your reputation is all you have on Hunga. And it would be ruined with a failed mission.
Listen, you cooperate with us, and we can make it so that your people think you succeeded.
Yeah. And I'll grow wings and fly out of here.
Don't cooperate, and the only thing you'll be growing is old in prison. Think about it. We're going to continue our talks with your partner.
Yeah, well, good luck with that.
The only thing you're gonna grow is old? Really?
Hey there, King of Corny. It just came to me. I've been hanging around you too long.
Well, you know, if it helps, I thought it was pretty funny. Do you really want to talk more with this partner?
No, I just want Joe to sit there and stew a little. We'll go back in later and try the your partner flipped on you routine.
All right, sounds good to me. Say, you want to go and get a salad in the meantime?
What? Jim Barnes wants a salad?
No, I said, do you want to go and get a salad? I'm craving a Philly cheesesteak myself.
I should have known better.
So, how long are we going to sit here watching JL stall?
If I'm right, not too long. What's everyone's charge status?
Fully charged.
The same here. Good thing the Bat can carry three scout bikes.
Yeah, there's not much in the way of transportation around here. Brady's store, or should I say JL store, pretty much cornered the market. That even includes boats.
So you're saying we pretty much need to remain on his good side if we want to get around this place?
I'm not worried. He's stuck between Rage and the IDF for support. Like I said, whoever has monetary units will get whatever they need.
Well, you're right about one thing, Gabby. We didn't have to wait long.
Stay behind this cover until he gets well past us.
Where do you think he's going?
Probably to sell information.
About us being here, looking for fugitives?
That would be my guess. All right, stay down.
He seems to be driving with a purpose. What's down that way?
To the west are the docks, and to the east a road that goes around Death River. There's also an old bunker in that direction. People use it today as a secure rest stop at night.
Secure from what exactly?
The biggest, meanest, ugliest creatures you've ever seen.
One of your old girlfriends, Skipper.
Nothing could be that scary. He's almost out of sight now.
Okay, let's go. Keep him just in sight.
Copy that.
Just behind you. What are we going to do if he heads east?
Turn around. There's no way we're going out into that jungle without some heavy protection. In that vehicle, he could make it to the bunker before nightfall.
He should be easy to follow. He's leaving quite a dust trail.
Sounds like you're pretty familiar with that bunker.
We had a big shootout there, and I'm not anxious to go back.
I imagine the old mercenary camp is the last place you'd like to visit.
Yeah, it's not exactly on my vacation list.
Well, unless there's a big bend in the road up ahead, it looks like he's headed west.
That would be the turn to the docks. Let's get close enough to see what he's doing.
I don't see any more dust. He must have stopped.
The dock is right off the main road. Head for that grove of trees. It should give us enough cover.
There he is. Looks like he's talking to someone.
I believe that's the dockmaster.
I wonder why he's talking to him.
Well, I doubt that he's going fishing.
My guess? He's sending a message to someone.
Really? Why doesn't he just get on the radio?
Because the last time we were here, JL helped us bug Brady's store. He's fully aware of what we can do, so he's not taking any chances. At least, that's what I think, considering what I know of him.
Well, I'll take that over planning a fishing trip.
Whatever they discussed, he's done. Stay down. We'll follow him to make sure he goes back to the store.
I take it there's not much to this planet.
It's mostly a water planet. What land there is here is either mountainous or jungle. I don't know if there is civilization elsewhere, but I can tell you that this whole world is pretty much a Jurassic Park.
Well, not very inviting for settling.
Which makes it a perfect hideout for rage.
All right, here he comes. Get down.
Check it out. Someone's departing by boat.
He's sending a message to someone. We need to find out who that someone is. Let's roll.
So how did it go?
Kate's still there. We're letting both of them stew a little. We told the obvious alpha male the two the other one was flipping.
And of course he didn't, right?
Exactly. We know a little bit about their operation based on what you found on Korski. We're hoping that's enough to convince this Joe character that his partner is cooperating.
Joe? They're not very imaginative with their names. Joe, Sam.
Well, at least they got the dress code right this time.
Do we have any idea yet as to their mission?
Not yet, but if anyone can break through to them, it's Kate. Now, where are we with Korski?
He's on his way to Sam Houston. In the meantime, we got back the full panel on Korski.
Ah, good. From the DNA we collected? Finally.
Yeah, it's nothing like TV when the DNA results are instant.
Anything jump out?
Well, we can definitely rule out alien. He is 100% from Earth. A regional breakdown shows mainly Polish and German descent, but we're still awaiting a familial match.
Well, you know, that's not going to be coming anytime soon. Need to concentrate on what kind of jobs he was doing for the army and how much that ties in with Bishop. They're using him for some purpose. Need to find out what that purpose is.
Their paths crossed on a research and development project. That would suggest espionage.
But what would an alien race want with plans for a vehicle that never even reached the prototype phase?
Maybe it wasn't the truck. Maybe it was the R&D section itself. Maybe it wasn't for some alien race at all.
You mean?
Good old-fashioned espionage. Either China or Russia.
Well, you know, that's a thought. It would be a change from what we experienced in the past.
And what was that?
Doing something like disrupting a power grid or the internet. Also, most of the missions we've stopped were global. They wanted the whole planet to fall to chaos.
Well, they can always change their strategy.
But let's hope Sam and Garrett can get to the bottom of this. We need answers for you and for us.
I never thought seeking justice for my parents would lead to all of this.
Yeah? Well, I never thought some lady walking into my office before I was even open and complaining about a threatening phone call would lead to this whole Hank and Louie fiasco.
Which led you to Scarlet here and this whole Korski and Bishop mess. You shouldn't have gone in early that day.
Well, I'm glad he did, or I'd still be chasing leads that went nowhere.
Yeah, let's hope Kate can break this Joe character. We need to find out what's really going on.
Do you have any idea what's really going on?
Not a clue. I do know, however, that DNA results are back. I got this message from Barnes. DNA results back. He's one of us. Most likely Polish-German. Interrogating two Hongans. We'll advise.
At least that's something. They got the two who jumped Jim and Pappy. I doubt they'll get any info from them, though.
I don't know, Sam. They got plenty from you.
True, but you see, I was worth the effort. I'm not sure they'd want to go through all of that again. These guys probably don't know anything to begin with. I think they were just muscle to attack any target given to them.
That's very modest of you, Sam.
Gotta tell it like I see it. So, is this where we might see Korski?
According to his orders, this is the building he'll report to.
So, what's your plan?
I'm gonna park over here and then we'll wait.
I should have brought a snack.
A snack? You mean like a bucket of chicken?
That brings back a fond memory. Remember the bucket of chicken I had while we were watching Hank?
Unfortunately, I do. That's why I brought it up. I think you ate a whole bucket of chicken by yourself, then knocked off a large pizza. I have to tell you, I haven't known you very long, and that was scary.
Well, I'll spare you the fear this time.
Don't worry. After this, I'll take you by the Colonel's for a snack.
The Colonel's? Wait, is that the one that sells those buckets of chicken?
That's the one. But you have to promise me to go outside to eat. I'm not sure I could sit through another bucket session with you.
Well, I can appreciate that. Wait, is that our man?
Yep, that's Korski. Orders in hand.
Well, he arrived by taxi. It will be interesting to see how he leaves.
You can pretty much bet Bishop will send a staff car from the TMP. He is, after all, a field-grade officer.
And what's the TMP?
Now, you're supposed to be a GSA worker. You should know that. They house the non-tactical vehicles like sedans, carryalls, stake and platform trucks, buses, etc.
How long do you think he'll be?
He just has to sign in here. Next, he'll probably go to finance to close out his travel pay and set up his LES, and then head to post housing and arrange for housing. In case you're wondering, that's his leave and earnings statement.
Well, you called it there, partner. Here comes an OD-colored sedan, and look who's getting out.
Bishop. Now that's an official welcoming committee, having your boss meet you at admin.
Help me out here. They're both colonels, yet one is boss of the other. How does that work?
Korski is a lieutenant colonel, and Bishop is a full bird.
Full bird? Now you're just making me hungry.
A lieutenant colonel is an O5, and his rank is represented by a silver oak leaf cluster. Bishop is a colonel, and his rank is represented by an eagle, hence the name full bird.
I gotcha. Except now all I can think of is several full birds represented by a red and white bucket.
Have you heard anything from Jaffa's group?
No, we decided to practice radio silence just in case there are still some rage factions here.
Good move. They've seen your ship before, then they've been put on alert. Mercury is the one that hauled the prisoners away, right?
Yeah, we had a pretty high profile here. The last thing we need to do is attract attention to ourselves.
I just don't know who we can trust here.
No one. This place is a mixture of rejects, former Rage soldiers, wanted fugitives, con artists, and that's just the good ones. Don't trust anyone here, no matter how much you pay them.
I know a few places back home like that.
Georgia, lower the ramp, please.
I'm glad to see the old girl is still here.
Were you addressing me?
No, Georgia. Sorry, I was talking about the ship, not you.
You do realize that both are inanimate objects.
We just have a tradition of referring to our vessels as she.
Yes, I recall Captain Nate telling me about an energetic discussion with former pilot Tika. She resented the feminizing of ships, so she referred to the Mercury as he.
That's just not right.
Georgia, were there any problems with intruders while we were gone?
There were three who crossed our perimeter of defense. I sent several light shockwaves out, and they retreated quickly. They appeared just to be curious.
Very well. Any sightings of our crew?
Negative. They have stayed in the vicinity of the old hotel.
That could be a good sign. Maybe they got somewhere with the governor.
I hope so. If we can't extradite these prisoners, we're wasting our time here. Georgia, have you received any messages from our team on Titan 3?
There are no messages, Captain Nate.
I think if anyone can find them, it'd be those three.
I'm sure they'll find something, as long as it's not trouble.
Not to worry, Cap. Trouble will find them first.
They were gone a long time. I hope that's good news.
I'm with you. That could mean that negotiations are going well.
I wouldn't be surprised if they were just fluffing about.
Say what? That even confused my translating device.
You are speaking English, aren't you?
Sorry about that. I meant, I wouldn't be surprised if they were just wasting their time. For all we know, Drakmar could be serving tea and crumpets, pretending to be all civilized.
You don't trust him, do you?
About as far as I can throw him. He's nothing to gain by allowing us to take Lister or anyone else back. He gains a lot by providing fugitives a safe harbour. He's just going to stall them.
To tell you the truth, from what I've learned about Jaffra, that's not going to stop him from taking any prisoner back to Boldabar. What army are they going to send to stop him?
It will just become a diplomatic nightmare, but I'm with you. If he catches them, they're going to Boldabar, no questions asked.
We'll soon find out. I can see the big guy coming now.
He does stand out in a crowd.
Yeah, literally.
Agent Simon doesn't look very happy. I'm gonna guess they didn't get anywhere with the governor.
Let's head their way and get the news.
Agent Simon, what's the verdict?
Exactly what we expected.
Drakmar doesn't want to disrupt his delicate balance.
What delicate balance?
His relationship with the IDF and the galaxy's refugees.
Refugees, right. You mean criminals. I'm betting he takes hush money to harbor these fugitives.
I can guarantee you on that. This is one of the most corrupt planets in the galaxy.
In spite of that, we have to continue with our diplomatic approach.
And if that doesn't work?
Then we just continue.
Let's head back to the ship. We can make our plans for tomorrow.
So, did you three learn anything while we were gone?
There was some scuttlebutt about Rage returning.
There was a rumor about a former IDF freighter landing, but there were no IDF crew members on board.
We figured that had to be the Potomac. We looked around a little, but we didn't see it.
Most likely that was Hanukkah and his guard.
That stands to reason. Titan IV is the more civilized of the two planets.
We just need to know where a large freighter can dock without being seen, and my gut tells me that they will get the required medical procedures done and then head for Titan III.
Then it's pretty important that we get back to them before they can do that. Otherwise, we'll be chasing them again.
Has anyone heard from Captain Nate and Liam?
We're under radio blackout. If something important happens, we'll hear from them.
It looks like the Mercury's ramp is down, and Nate and Liam should be back on board.
Good. We can regroup and make plans.
I don't believe it!
What is it, Lenora?
It's Lister! He's getting into that transport ship.
Has the team actually located Lister, and if so, what will they do? Will they abandon their search for Hanukkah? How will Garrett and Sam approach Korski now that he's arrived? Join us for the beginning of Season 10 of the Hawk Chronicles, The Chase Is On.